I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about how this trend of mistrusting professionals tasked with the important and critical jobs is becoming more common. By now, most of us have heard of the way the governor and the state legislature have decided they know more about a proper education than teachers. Laws that ban so-called CRT, or more accurately, what cannot be brought up in classrooms, have called into question the discretion and judgment of trained educators. And who can forget those people wanting to second-guess administrators about the need for all students and teachers to wear masks or any requirement to be vaccinated against COVID-19 to prevent its spread and mutation into more virulent strains. But those expressions of unhappiness about official policies or in direct contradiction to the proven best practices the science of the day recommends were limited to the persons who had them. But what if the anti-vaxxers, anti-maskers, horse medicine, or maybe Clorox might be a cure crowd had any control over treatment options and choices for the rest of us? According to a recent Washington Post story, Sarasota Memorial Hospital may face such a challenge. As a taxpayer-funded public hospital, Sarasota Memorial Hospital also operates one of the region's safety net hospitals. In Florida, those public hospitals can either have elected or appointed boards of directors. This election season, a slate of four conservative candidates are trying to take over control of the board that oversees Sarasota's flagship public hospital, highlighting how once obscure offices are emerging as a new front in the political and societal battles that have intensified across the country since the start of the pandemic in 2020. Leading the charge is Victor Rowe, a longtime Republican activist and self-described strict constitutionalist. When he contracted COVID and experienced low oxygen levels, rather than go to the hospital, he rented his own oxygen unit, hooked it up in his home, and relied on medical advice from friends and family members. "If I went to the hospital, I believed I would die," said Rowe, pointing to online videos and conspiracy theories he watched, raising questions about the care some coronavirus patients received at the hospital. Joining Rowe are nurses Bridget Farrukia and Patricia Maria and Dr. Joseph Cirillo, who launched their campaigns under the banner of medical freedom. So in spite of the fact that Sarasota Memorial has been named the sixth best hospital in Florida by U.S. News & World Reports, the organization is somehow infringing on patients' medical freedom by using the best proven treatments available. So once again, in this topsy-turvy world, we now find ourselves in another incidence where the word freedom has been co-opted to imply some kind of all-American right, when all it really means is freedom for some people to do what they want.